When you hear about $1.6 million missing and fraud, you might assume they are directly connected. But it's complicated. Stephen Ingersoll moved lots of money around over the years, operating two charter schools, one in Bay City and one in Traverse City. A bunch of that money wound up in his personal bank account, a couple million dollars. But Ingersoll's attorney, Jan Gett, says none of that money was stolen and nothing was done illegally at Grand Traverse Academy.
Our interpretation of it, consistent with what we understand is Michigan Department of Education's position, is that what happened at GTA was acceptable.
Now, the federal government disagrees. Prosecutors allege in court documents that Ingersoll took the money while managing Grand Traverse Academy. But here's the thing. They're not actually charging him with that crime. He's accused of not paying his taxes. He's also accused of fraud when he borrowed money from Chemical Bank. Ingersoll denies these charges, too. So the accusation that he stole money from Grand Traverse Academy is sort of a footnote in this case. In fact, his attorney, Jan Gett, wants that question kept out of the trial. Gett says that money belonged to Ingersoll. It was payment for managing the school. Gett says Ingersoll only owed it to the academy, in a sense, because he offered to give some back when the school was short of cash.
He could have said, you know what? You guys are going into deficit. I'm not giving up my 12%. Go into deficit and close down the school. And he would have been fully within his rights under the contract. He would have been fully within his rights under the previous budget that got passed. Essentially, the problem was that the school needed financial assistance, and he offered that financial assistance.
But $1.6 million of this assistance never got to the school. So Grand Traverse Academy wrote off the promise as bad debt last year and is now in a budget deficit. So far, school officials have made no attempt to get the money. They agree with Ingersoll's explanation and continue to celebrate him as the loving father of the school. But Grand Traverse Academy is authorized by Lake Superior State University. Nick Oshelsky runs the charter school office there and says the university expects the academy to try to get the money back.
We feel that it belongs to Grand Traverse Academy. It is money that would be funding the educational program for those students. So at this point, we are insisting that they recover those funds.
When asked if the money was a promised gift or something else, Oshelsky said he has no opinion on that point.
All I know is from our financial specialists and our legal counsel, they're, after reviewing various documents, they're indicating to me that that's money that is owed to Grand Traverse Academy.
Back in Traverse City, Academy officials say they'll wait to see what happens with Stephen Ingersoll's trial. Then they'll decide what to do about the missing $1.6 million. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Peter Payette.